sure you will love this.
Okay.
Give me one moment.
Hi there, Javier. Javier, happy Friday. How's your day going?
Hey, same to you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So Mary wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, and, of course, answer any questions that you might have. I know that we spoke with you in the past. Did you have any questions for me, though, at this point?
You know, pricing is one thing. The other one will be, do we have to make a contract, like a one-year contract or two-year?
You can prepay for a longer term, and that does save you money, but we do go month to month. We certainly, actually, I prefer as a pricing director to start month to month, get your phone ringing, earn your business, and then, of course, when you decide that it's definitely working for you and you want to keep it long term, the option of, you know, prepaying for a longer term and locking in a reduced rate, that would always be available for you, okay? Now,
okay.
As a month-to-month service, we have to get your phone ringing quickly. We do that by combining search engine optimization and social media. So you'll have first-page placement on Google and Bing. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. And, of course, it's all designed to let people know that you're in their area, that you provide the services, and, of course, to get your phone ringing directly. So it's not a lead-based service. You know, you're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing the lead down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors. Now, Mary did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for your business?
Yeah, we do have one. It's not like we put a ton of timing onto it, you know, we're still in the making process. But yeah, there is one up there. It's aolpainting.com.
Okay, perfect. So obviously, a website's a powerful and important conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to call you. Our job would then be to make it easier for people to find that website. You know, a website, for a lot of businesses, if it's not on the first page of a search for that particular service, it's like a digital business card. People need to know the name of your company. They need to be looking for it directly and specifically. I'm looking at your website right now. There's a lot of photos on there. You do some beautiful work, like the murals and things like that. Obviously, if someone's looking for painting or any other services that you want to be found for, your company is going to be one of those top options. They're going to see your website. They're going to be able to learn about your company. They'll be able to see, you know, those testimonials from the people that are saying good things about you. And, of course, when they call you after seeing your website, it really is because they saw something that they like. They're calling because they're hoping that you're available, hoping that your price is fair. They really do want to work with you. So it's going to be a very high conversion rate. And, again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate, and in this case, you mm-hmm. qualify for reduced pricing. You've been around for, you know, quite some time, since 2019, more than 5 years. You qualify for an established business rate, which is actually 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it's going to bring mm-hmm. your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to $299. Now, if you multiply that out by 12, it's $3,600. And if you wanted to prepay for the year, it's $2,500. So you save $1,100. But like I said, we want to get your phone ringing first before you decide to move forward with that longer commitment. But, you know, most of our clients go month to month. They see the return on investment. They can lock in, you know, a lower rate for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. And, of course, obviously, you know, no matter how long you keep the service, it's going to be fixed rate. There's no hidden taxes or fees. There's no cost per lead. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. You simply get more phone calls. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I did see an Angie profile, and that is a lead-based service, right? Are you using that service currently?
Yes. I've been with them for a few years now, probably 5 or so.
Okay.
About 4 years now. And to be honest, you know, it's not like I want to badmouth anybody, but
right.
I haven't seen the results I was hoping to get from them. And to be honest, the only reason I'm keeping them is because of those reviews
right.
I have in there. And sometimes people asking for reviews and go, yeah, you know, just go to Angie and check it out. And I got to work on getting, obviously, reviews, put more reviews into my website.
Yeah, you're not kidding. If you're just keeping that because of those 11 five-star reviews, this is going to help you to distance yourself from that service, especially since you already know it's not really working for you. Now, not only are you going to be listed on that first page of Google and Bing, we'll help you get the reviews, and, of course, that's what's going to give the people who see you there the reasons to call you. You're going to have additional directories and destinations, too, not just Google and Bing. Like I said, we create all the content that Google wants to see. Most of that, of course, like your website talking about your company, your services, your service area, most of that content does allow someone to write a review. And wherever those reviews originate, they will repopulate right on your client dashboard. So you'll have access to a client dashboard. It's your tracking system and so much more. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from. Print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising obviously is a tax write-off. Like I said, you can manage and monitor your online reputation, your reviews. Wherever they originate, they repopulate in one place. You can request a review. Let's say someone left you a review on Yelp. You can say, thank you for the kind words. Would you mind reposting this on the Google listing and send them the link? So we can help you, and you can help yourself to get more reviews, especially on Google. But like I said, if you want to respond to your reviews, of course, we welcome that. We want you to do that. If you wanted us to respond to those reviews for you, there's no additional cost for that. And of course, we would do that in a professional fashion, kind of take it off your plate. But that's a great way to kind of, give the people who left their review the acknowledgement that you appreciate that. And that's going to give them even more reason to recommend you to their friends and family. And that's the thing. You know, Google is the largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And everyone who finds you there is someone who can use your services for a different project, recommend you to their friends. So it's going to help you to keep that steady stream of phone calls coming directly to you. I know with Angie, I mean, it's a phone number. You get a phone number that you have to call. Your competitors, at least a few of them, get that same phone number. Sometimes it's hard just to get somebody on the phone because they might have scheduled it with one of your competition. Now, with this, though, like I said, you simply get direct phone calls. So you take that part, that difficulty in even getting someone on the phone, you take that completely out of the equation because you'll get calls. And it will be from someone who saw your website. You'll not be the only company that people will see when they're in the area looking for a painting contractor. And, of course, not everyone will decide to call you. But the ones that do will have called you because they saw something that they liked on your website. By the time they dial your phone number directly, they're hoping you answer, hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair because they want to work with you. So very high conversion rate. Now, did you have any questions for me before we get that set up on a month-to-month basis?
No. Well, like you said, you know, obviously, if I decide that I want to try it and I want a month-to-month basis, then I will be able to cancel the service at any time that I feel like to.
That is correct. So you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, you can pause the service. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. I mean, you can actually pause the service seasonally if necessary, although I don't think that would be necessary here. But as long as you're using the service, it bills once a month for that $2.99, never a penny more. Again, all inclusive, no taxes or fees. And then, you know, you can stop at any time. Now, a lot of my clients, they see the success right away, and like I said, they might want to lock in a 3-month contract. You know, 3 months is only $700, and that's going to save you almost $200 in 3 months. So let me get your phone ringing first, and then we can talk about maybe locking in a longer term. Or if you want, just keep it month to month. Some of our clients do that. But even if you're prepaying for a longer term, you can still pause it. You know, that's not going to be a problem. And then we just kind of delay the billing for it and push out the account. Now, if it's paused, we don't actively work on it. But we also do not take anything down. One thing we would pause is the Facebook ad, because that obviously comes out of the budget. We have to pay Facebook or Meta out of that. But, you know, you're not going to really see a change in your placement. You're not going to fall off that first page by any means. Even if you're paused for several months, it's only really after like 3 or 4 months that you would slowly start to see your business trickle off that first page. It doesn't happen quickly, and it doesn't happen quickly after that, and it wouldn't even happen for some keywords. But for some of the more competitive keywords, you know, it might take 3 or 4 months before your placement drops a couple of places. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You can stop pedaling and you'll keep going, even pick up speed for a little bit. But without us in there updating and optimizing, you will see slowly kind of a degradation of that top quality placement. But as long as you're a client of ours, we make updates regularly. We put blog posts on a weekly basis, you know, adding content, of course, keeping the ads refreshed. That's what keeps you in the forefront when someone is doing a search for your services.
Right, right. Well, yeah, you know, I'm that type of person who likes to stay with a system or with a service for long term. Like I told you, I've been with Angie for like over 4 years now.
No, my heart goes out to you. I mean, you said over 4 years, and honestly, it's not working, but you're keeping it really because that's where your reviews are. I mean, I like loyalty, I do, but it needs to be warranted. And if they're not getting your phone ringing, we need to get you more reviews in other places so you don't have to keep paying for that. And like I said, this
exactly. Yeah, I don't really mind paying for a system that's going to work, right?
Exactly.
If I get the phone ringing, you know, obviously I'll be happy with you guys, and I don't.
100%.
I'll stay with you guys forever, you know. All I want is business in the long run, and
of course,
I love to work with people who help me and make business, right?
Absolutely.
I pay you guys, you give me your service, and that's the way it works.
That reminds me of one of my colleagues. Now, I typically don't use this line myself because it sounds a little corny, but one of my colleagues will say, you know, give us 1% of your faith and trust and that first month, and we're going to earn the other 99. We're going to get your phone ringing, keep you ringing, keep you online. But, I mean, I can tell you that I've been with the company myself for almost 13 years. I do have clients that have been with me for more than 10 years. As a company, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 14, 16, 18 years. So I know that the service works, I've seen it, and I know that we can help you out, especially in your service area. Now, as far as the service area goes, Mary says, you know, 40, 50 miles, you know, in and around the Bay Area. Now, we don't draw a big circle around you, right? I mean, obviously, you know, you can't go too far towards the west, but, you know, we will be able to target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods. So you want us to go a little bit further north or a little bit further southeast or whatever it is, we can target specific cities, even specific neighborhoods where you want to be found. I know you're doing residential work. Are you looking for commercial work too?
Yeah, we do commercial, like commercial
That's
work.
Perfect.
You know, obviously not huge projects because we're not set up to do. The company I used to work for, we used to work most of the time in the city dealing with high rises, you know.
Wow.
20, 30 stories half in the air hanging with a swing stage.
Oh, goodness.
Stuff like that. Yeah, that's the work I used to do. First as a worker, as a laborer, then as a foreman, and at the end of the last almost 11 years as a project manager for this company. And then I'm like, you know what? I decided to move on and start my small business. So here I am.
No, that's fantastic, and congratulations. I mean, you've got a lot going for you. I mean, not only have you been in business yourself for many years, you've got even more years of industry experience, and it does show in the quality of the work that you do. And like I said, our job is just to make it easier for people to know that you're in the area. I mean, right now, if I were to do a search that say residential painting contractor, if I do that search right now, I'm going to find your competitors, and I'm going to call one of them, right? And it's not because they do a better job than you do, or even because, you know, they've been around longer. In most cases, they haven't been, but they simply have an increased online presence above and beyond what you currently have. So we need to make sure that you're one of those options. Make sure that people know that you've been doing this and that you've got the experience and that you do quality work. And, you know, I know your price is fair, and if you get someone on the phone asking you about your services, you're going to be able to turn those calls into jobs. And, of course, that's why I'm able and even willing in this case not only to reduce the overall cost of the service, but I want to waive your setup fee. Now, I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page. Again, we're not Google, of course. I mean, if anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google, they would just be telling stories. I mean, Google does make these types of phone calls, but it's only for the businesses that have 100 or more individual locations, kind of a regional or nationwide chain. For everything less than that, from one location up to 99 locations, Google started a partnership program. We're a Google Premier partner. We're one of the very first companies to become a Google partner. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. That predates the partnership program, which is only a little bit over 10 years old now. In fact, I remember before there was a partnership program. But now that we are a Google Premier partner, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. And, of course, the whole point is to make sure that you're successful using Google products. Of course, we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And I'm going to send you right now a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/pricing. Of course, you can navigate the rest of the website from there, but on this link, you can see a little bit more about who we are, about what we're going to do, about the exact package that you're going to get. Now, it is an SMS message through the computer, but it does work the same as the text, so you should get that to your smartphone. At the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. If you haven't already, please do maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. Are you able to see that?
Did you text it to me or email?
I did. No, I did send it by way of text to the phone number that we're speaking on. It's the 925-597-2417.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting it. Open right here. Take control of your online presence.
Perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, again, the whole point is to get found online, to let people know that you provide these services. And, again, when someone goes on Google or Bing and they type in those keywords, they're looking for someone to call. So your business will be in the exact spot, in the exact moment that someone in your service area is looking for your services. So it's not even like advertising. It's more like marketing. I mean, advertising is like a commercial on TV or a print ad or a billboard. You know, it might not even be someone who is looking for your services. And when someone is looking for your services, I know if it's a billboard, I'm not going to like try to remember the phone number. I might try to remember the name, but I might just say, well, oh, that reminds me. I need to find a painting contractor. And then when I get home, I'm just going to Google it. So, you know, you're going to be so much better off putting yourself right where people are looking for you. Now, again, getting found online, that's the goal. You're going to be able to track your success. 24/7 access, and we do call it your client dashboard. So you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can manage your reviews. Is anybody currently responding to any reviews online? Are you aware when you get a review?
Well, yeah. Normally, I have to request them. And,
right. Of course.
And you know, obviously they'll go online and put them up in a. For that, I've mainly been using the Angie app.
Yeah. That's one of the things that we're going to be able to help you with, because I know that a big part of why you're keeping Angie is because you've got great reviews on there. So this is going to help you to get more reviews. You'll have reviews on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages, Manta, wherever those reviews originate, they'll repopulate right on your tracking system. So it makes it very easy for you to respond to those reviews or request more reviews. And, of course, like I said, you can just have us respond to those reviews if you want. There's not any additional cost for that. Like I said, it's simple, straightforward pricing. I'm waiving the entire $299 setup fee. I don't have anything to do with Angie, but my heart goes out to business owners that use that service because, like you said, you know, you've been with it for a long time, you've given it a chance, and you're just not seeing the return on investment. But if you go back to that link that I sent out. You obviously 21 years of experience, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rate. And that's clients choosing to keep the service. They're not locked into a contract, but nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. Now, below that blue tinted photo is where you'll find our badge of authenticity under where it says Google Ads Partner. That little badge that says Google Premier Partner is a badge of authenticity provided to us by Google, and you can click on it. It's not, you know, like copy and paste it off of the internet. It will take you directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is a Google partner. And again, Javier, that ensures your success. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. Our processes are streamlined and efficient. No one can get you better or faster results than the Google partner because we work directly with Google's back-end team. Now, if you go back to the link, I would say scroll past the top three. Those have Google pay-per-click ads, an AdWords campaign, which is going to get a return on investment for you. It's just not necessarily budget-friendly. You can see that's why they have higher price points. There's a $300 minimum ad spend just to add Google pay-per-click ads. Now, if you go to the ones below that, you're going to get the platinum package. Instead of using Google pay-per-click ads, we'll use Facebook ads. You're already going to be in the local map, that pack result that pops up on the first page of Google anyway, and most people skip past the paid ads right above that. But with Facebook ads, you're going to be able to target and even retarget someone who's gone on Google and done a search for your services. They'll see your website, see those ads, and even if they haven't, they'll be able to scroll right past it or click on it. If they click on it, it costs you nothing because it's part of that package. It costs us like 20 or 25 cents. So $100 of Facebook ads, the original $100 with that $5.99 package, still included at $2.99. That's $100 and about 400 clicks every month from someone who can find you on their Facebook page. So you're going to get everything on that platinum package with the one exception of the optimized landing page, and that's simply because you have a website. We don't have to create a landing page for you. We'll just promote your existing website. You can see that it's listed at $5.99 with a $299 setup fee. Again, if you add that up, that's about $898, almost $1,000, and it's listed that way because that's about what we spend for that package in the first month. You know, obviously we wouldn't be building your website, so it might be a little bit less, but you can imagine at $299 with no setup fee and you saving $599 in your first month, that doesn't cover our costs. We would actually lose money if you did cancel that first month. But I know from experience that our clients keep the service. I want to make it affordable because as long as you keep the service, as long as you're successful, your success is our success. And keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've kept our doors open for more than 21 years. So I know you're going to love it, and in this case, especially since it's Friday, and especially since I can do the very best that I can do to offset the cost of what you spent with Angie, can't wear a black eye for those leads that didn't turn into jobs, but certainly I can do right by your company. Get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, earn your business, and you know you can probably let Angie go once you start getting those reviews on Google.
Well, yeah, that's a goal.
Of course.
To be honest, and I have contract with them until May.
Oh, yeah. That's
April,
perfect.
Actually,
yeah.
The end of April. Hopefully, you know, I'll be able to give them a call or email them and say,
that's
hey.
Perfect timing. Yeah, I mean, I would have said anyway, you know, don't cancel with Angie right away because even though we are a Google Premier partner, we can't, you know, like flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. We do still have to follow Google's processes and timeline. But, you know, like I said, no one can get you better or faster results. The first month's going to be great. The second month's going to be even better. And like I said, if you're locked into a contract till April or May with Angie, I mean, this is going to help you get those phone calls coming your way, help get reviews populating both on your Google listing and your Yelp, your Bing listing, and even, you know, get those reviews on those other directories that I mentioned. So, you know, like I said, I'm more than happy to waive the entire setup fee, get you the entire first month for $299, and then when you want to keep the service long-term, it's going to stay grandfathered in at that exact amount. There's no hidden taxes or fees. Like I said, you can still stop at any time. No questions asked. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. But, you know, like I said, as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, it's our job to keep you right on that first page where people can find you, pick up the phone, and, of course, call you directly.
Yeah, that's a goal. Okay, well, how do we do this?
It's AOL Painting, And it is an LLC, right? Did you want the LLC, though, to be part of the branding of the business? Did you want it to appear online for your company?
What was that again?
So on Angie, it lists AOL Painting LLC. And it is an LLC. I get that. Your website, though, is AOLpainting.com. Your logo says AOL Painting. The certificate of accreditation is for AOL Painting. It looks like for most places you don't want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business, right? And this is
that's one of the issues I've been having with them, because I've been asking them to change that, because our real name is just AOL Painting.
Painting. Yeah.
It's incorporated. Yeah.
Right. We're going to help you with that, and this is a great time to solidify exactly how you want the business name to be branded. One thing I did notice, though, is they're not showing your home address. You're kind of lucky there, because most of the listings I see list the business's home address, and like you, we're talking, I mean, if they're using Angie, they're a service-based company, roofer, plumber, electrician, landscaper, painter. You know, most of these businesses are service-based, going to the customer, no storefront, no one comes to them. They do business out of the home, they do business out of the truck, and yet Angie puts their home address on there. So I'm glad at least to see that you have only located in Oakley, California. Now, obviously, Google doesn't want your home address online. No one comes to you. You always go to them, and Google doesn't want anyone knocking on your front door any more than you would, especially since you're probably not there. You're out in the field most days, okay? So you're only going to be listed city and state. And, of course, like I said, we can get into the specifics of where you want to be found. And then I do have your address. Now, I want your email address. Is it Javi Lopez with an S, L-O-P-E-S?
No, with a Z. It's Javi.Lopez@AOLpainting.com.
That's what I thought, because I have your last name spelled with a Z, but for some reason it was saved in our system with an S. So I've corrected that. So it's Javi, JAVI.LOPEZ@AOLpainting.com. Now, the reason I wanted to ask about the email is because from time to time we are going to email things out to you. For longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we do email things. Most of the time, though, we're just going to call you or even send a text message. Did you have any particular preference, Mr. Lopez, as to how we contact you regarding your account, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them above. Obviously, I love email because it's a lot easier to keep records and easier for me to track. Yeah.
So we'll send you emails. It might even be, you know, like just to remind you that we have a scheduled call or to ask you to contact us or something like that. Sometimes it's just going to be to get information your way. But, of course, we'll also reach out to you by phone and by text if we need some quick information either from you or to give to you. And I'll put any and all on there for you. There'll be a little bit of redundancy if we call you. We don't reach you. We'll leave an email and send a text. Oh, and then like I said, your business is service-based, so there's not going to be a physical address that we're going to promote for your business. And then, of course, we're going to promote your existing website, which is AOLpainting.com. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step is to schedule what's called a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will call you and speak with you in more detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, you know, tagline, motto, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. You don't have to necessarily be in front of a computer for that call. You can be driving, working, as long as you can carry on a conversation. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here, and it's to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with AOL Painting, even if it's you, Mr. Lopez, and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time, Javi, ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And then more importantly, Mr. Lopez, if you get phone calls from someone who identify themselves either as Google or local Splash, they would know that information. And if they can't give it to you basically immediately, you should not entertain that call. And if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that's not us, and you wouldn't want to speak with them. Like I said, it's exactly $2.99. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Probably my first pet.
First pet? Oh, that's I would say the most popular one. It's probably about 60 to 75% of the people choose that one. And what is the pet's name?
Chiquilin.
Could you spell it?
Chiquilin, yeah. Chiquilin.
Oh, I like it. Okay, and I have to type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then it's the exact amount, like I said, $2.99. There's no setup fee, and it's an exact amount. How did you want to take care of that initial investment, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
Visa card. But that was my other question. Would you send me, you know, like, would you send me, like, I don't know, a contract or some sort of a documentation?
You are actually going to get everything in writing, and I also, before I'm able to process the payment, I'm required, because we're a Google partner, to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. Now, I am actually required to read that before I can process any payment. If it makes you feel more comfortable, I can read that before I even ask again for that card information. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that'll work.
Give me a second here, and I'll get that set up. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Lopez. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
AOL painting.
That is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Javier Lopez, and I'm the owner of the business.
Perfect. And Mr. Lopez, as the owner of AOL Painting, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That is correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that's because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, call you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Javier, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do agree, yeah.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, we are already aware of Angie that you may cancel it, but there's no conflict there. Now, there's a couple of reasons why we ask that, Mr. Lopez. Now, of course, with all of the content that we'll be creating for your business hobby, we certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then, even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Lopez, that's fair enough, right?
It is, yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so that we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, as part of the verification process, it is important and really essential that Local Splash receives any required documents in a timely fashion. If we need to verify your Google listing, things like a business license, any applicable proof of insurance is important. Of course, photos of your service vehicle, any equipment. I know there's not a physical workplace. Google usually is fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Now, all of that helps us to kind of reassure Google that you're a real business, that you're in the local area, and that you provide those services. So we kindly ask that you provide those supporting documents within the first 7 days, as failure to provide those necessary documentation may delay the activation, the setup, and the results of your account. So do you agree to submit those within the first 7 days?
Yes.
That's perfect. Now
I do can I ask a question? Sorry to interrupt.
Absolutely. Sure.
My address, what the physical address is showing right now, which address are you looking at?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, and it might be the same as the billing address, so I was going to kind of kill two birds with one stone. But right now, all I see is Bay Area, California, but then it says Oakley, California, 94561, but not any street address.
Oh, okay. Well, my physical address is 1762 Chandon Way.
Is that Chandon or a C?
C. C-H-A-N-D-O-N. Chandon Way.
Gotcha. Chandon Way.
In Oakley, 94561.
So I have 1762, I should say. Chandon Way, and then again, everything else is accurate, Oakley, California. And was that 94561, you said?
All right.
Okay, perfect. And then, so we typically will try to do our client interviews the first day, second day, or even third day. Now, as long as we can get that done in a timely fashion, that gets the ball rolling, everything starts to get worked on. Now, as far as the client dashboard and reporting, you'll have full access to that within 5 to 7 business days because that's when all of the directory submissions are created and submitted. Everything goes live, and there's information that we can track. Now, they do want us to say 7 to 14 days for your Facebook ads to get up and running, but that's usually when we're building a website because that's about how long it takes us to build a website. You already have a website, so that's going to be even faster. Now, days 45 through 60, that's when everything is firing on all cylinders. You're listed for your services throughout your service area, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service. Again, that flat rate, it'll never go up. We provide continuous reporting, review, customer support, like I said, updates and the optimization. Now, since it is a flat rate and since I have reduced the cost of the service, even waived your setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the account setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever because the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing. All the additional relevant directories, the Facebook paid ads are also included. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned before, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. You can pause it at any time. Again, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, you can pause the service seasonally if you needed to. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. Now, are you Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be found online?
Well, I, you know, 7 days a week. I can always answer the phone at any time.
Okay.
7 days a week.
So 7 days a week. We'll put that Sunday through Saturday. And then is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Let's say 7 to 6.
7 to 6.
7 to 7 is fine.
Yeah, 7 to 7. Okay. We can update that at any time. We could have different hours for the weekend if you want. But we'll put 7 days a week, 7 to 7. And then at this point in time, are you taking anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yeah. Well, I've been using Zelle, but I can always set up, you know, Venmo,
yeah,
and PayPal. Yeah.
You can set those up. What about cash, check, credit card?
No, we're not accepting credit card yet, but okay. I can work on that as well.
Okay. Yeah, let us know if any of that changes, because we can always update that information. So you certainly do understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, right?
Yes.
And then I think you said it was a visa. Is it Javier Lopez on the card, any middle initial or the business name?
It shows both, AOL Painting and Javier Lopez.
Okay. And you said it was a visa, so that should start with a 4. All visa cards do. Mr. Lopez, mm-hmm. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. It's 4815880039892650.
And then the expiration month and year?
0729.
29. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
556.
556. You said 556, so 556 on the back, July or 07 of 2029, the expiration date. And then the card itself was at 4815880039892650.
That is correct.
Perfect. And does that bill at the home address?
Well, actually, the address for this card will be 1770 Domain Way in Oakley, same zip code, 94561.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a welcome email. It's our confirmation email. It does have our client support information on there, the hours of operation, etc. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Well, I do. I've been taking notes.
Oh, you have. Perfect. So yeah. this is for client support, and the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that is, of course, Pacific time. Now, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they receive the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute or so. Now, the welcome email is important not just because it has the client support information that I just gave you. In truth, most of our emails will have that. But the welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system, like I said, will be active in a couple of days. You'll receive by email and text confirmation that the tracking system is active. You'll also receive an additional email. Like I mentioned, that first month's invoice is actually going to be emailed out to you separately, and that's where you're going to see the link to the written terms and conditions. So everything that we just went over in the voice verification is going to be provided for you in writing. When you do receive that, let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the next step is to schedule your follow-up call with your client interview. Now, I will check and see. I know we are a little bit short-staffed today, but let me just see what will be available. Let me refresh this. I know that was from an hour or so ago, and it might not be showing everything. Okay, let me just check real quick here. My system slowed down. There it goes. Okay, so it looks like we are booked out for the rest of the day. The last two spots that were available an hour ago have been filled by other pricing directors, so we'll look at Monday. But as early as 8 o'clock or as late as 3 o'clock, and there's just about every half an hour in between. Now, the call itself takes about an hour, but we scheduled by half hours. Did you want something kind of early morning or mid-afternoon, maybe as late as 3 o'clock?
Mid-morning, maybe 9 a.m. if it's doable.
9 is perfect. Now, I did want to ask you right now, because it just popped up in the drop-down box, do you happen to be bilingual, English and Spanish?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put bilingual. Now, your English is perfect, by the way, better than most people who only speak English, but I'll put bilingual on here, because we do have bilingual speaking agents in client support and, of course, in the client interview department as well. So I'll just put that down there, but, I mean, I'm not going to request a Spanish speaker or anything like that, but we're going to schedule for 9 o'clock, and whoever is available will be the one to call you. I don't know who it'll be. I know it's going to be, well, I know the short list of who it could be, but I don't know exactly who's going to get assigned to it. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, and it might be right at 9, maybe 5 up to 10 minutes or so after 9, like I said, it really is a one-hour window, but the call typically takes about 30 or 40 minutes. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I will try to keep my line open, but if I am for some reason on another call, they will call you on their own, and they will take really good care of you. Now, you'll also receive an automated email at 8 o'clock that call is scheduled at 9. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invite as well. You should get that calendar invite to your email inbox. Now, our system is refreshing the emails that are being sent to you right now. They do get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so I'm always curious to see which ones get sent or if they do get sent all at the same time. But you should receive one email that is the welcome email. Again, that's going to have your client login credentials on there. You will receive the other one that is, like I said, kind of requesting that you send us photos of tools or equipment and things like that. Is the business licensed or insured?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. So if you can send us that information as well, that would be perfect. I'm refreshing my system to see exactly what emails you're getting. Hopefully you're going to get the one that says local splash initial invoice, because I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. So the emails do generate text messages as well. It might be faster and easier on your end to check for that. It looks like that client or the local splash initial invoice is in the queue. Let me just make sure that it updated your, it's yet, javi.lopez@aolpainting.com. That has been updated in our system. My system, like I said, maybe it's Friday. Maybe, I wish I could pour some coffee on my computer, because that works for me, but it doesn't work for my computer. when it gets slow, coffee doesn't help at all. Okay, everything's been updated. So you should have gotten already the local splash initial invoice. The other emails are on their way, the welcome email and the other one, the action needed one. But if you can open up the one that says local splash initial invoice, at the top of it, it says, "Hello, Javier. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below." A couple of sentences down, but still in the body of the email, it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see those two words, "click here"?
Yes, I actually already clicked there.
It's going to open up the terms of experience. Feel free to scroll through what starts out as a blue box. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus, but like I said, about 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing. We'll get you listed there as well. There's 3 boxes we want you to click on, one that you agree to receive SMS, which are text messages through the computer, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Once you have all 3 boxes checked, type or copy and paste your name, and it does want the J and the L to be capitalized, so it's case sensitive. But once you have Javier Lopez in that long box, click the confirm signature box. That actually does a couple of things. It will, of course, let us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we waived your setup fee. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and of course to fix it if it's not. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and password. If it takes you to the next screen, if it prompts you to log into your tracking system, just let me know.
Okay, yeah, I'm there where I have to put up my...
Okay, so you actually do not need to do that right now. In fact, if you did it right now, you would get an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Our automated system...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. But once your tracking system is live, you'll get by email and text confirmation of that. Once you receive your welcome email, you'll see that on there as well. In fact, I can pull that up manually if you want to write this down in your notes. Your username is your phone number. The area code is included. Now, this you cannot change, so do write it down. But, of course, you already know it. The area code is included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, that makes 925-597-2417 your username. It's in our system the same way because it's easy for you to remember and easy for us to associate with your account. Your default password you can change at any point in time. It is currently set at Big Profit, all lowercase, no space, BIGPROFIT. You can change that at any point in time, and again, that will be contained on your welcome email and sent out to you by text and email once your tracking system is actually live. Other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website in front of more people and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. Other than that, I wanted to thank you personally. I mean, it's Friday. It's late. It's midday at least anyway. It's late in the week, and you've been patient. You've been kind. You've made me laugh a couple of times, and I appreciate that. You know, as you can imagine, I don't always get all of that in the same phone call, and to be honest with you, sometimes I get none of that. So it's nice that you were respectful of my time, as I hope that I have been of yours. I actually do hope that I am going to be available at or a couple minutes after 9 o'clock on Monday when our technician calls you. But you have a great rest of the day. You enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks a lot. Looking forward to do business in the long run.
Absolutely. Now, one other question. I did want to ask you. Do you prefer Javier? Do you prefer Javi or no preference?
Oh, no preference. Javier is fine, or Javi, however you want. One more thing. I'm very bad with names.
My name is Paul. Yeah, my name is Paul.
Okay.
And you spoke earlier with Mary.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I just wanted to ask because I know in your email it says Javi, but we have it as Javier because that's how it appeared on the billing, and that's how everything's going to be sent out to you. No real preference, so we'll just keep it that way. Otherwise, I would put in the notes that you prefer Javi. Javier, I'm going to get that calendar invite sent out to you in just a minute here. Again, you don't need to respond to it, Javi. It is just for your record. But other than that, you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you
so much. Lopez. I appreciate you. Take care.
Yeah, sure. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.